Hello to everyone. First, I would like to thank the organizers for giving me the opportunity to talk in this excellent conference. My name is José Espinosa Carrasco. I'm working in the lab of Notre Dame's lab at the CRG in Barcelona. This is the lab where Nexo was originally developed. I'm also an NFCore core team member. And today, I'm going to introduce you NFCore Proteinfold, which is a standardized pipeline hub for protein structure prediction methods. So maybe, if you don't know already, you may be wondering why it's interesting to predict protein structures. And the thing is that once you have the structure of a protein, you can infer its function. And once we know the function of this protein, we can do some applications, like, for instance, stabilize this structure for biotechnological applications so that they work in higher temperatures with higher performance. We can do things like design drugs for acting in its active site in an intelligent way, or we can do more basic science and we can study the evolution of this given protein, comparing its structure with other protein with similar protein families and species. And it's possible to get the structure of a protein using experimental methods, but the thing is that, as you may imagine, this is very time-consuming and also very expensive. And that's why it has been a long-standing problem in computational structural biology, how to predict structures using computational methods. And this is so that there's even a competition, which is called the CASP contest. And during this contest, structural computational biologists gather and they compare their methods. And one of them outperforms the others and it wins in different data sets. And this is in the framework of this contest. It was when, for the first time, AlphaFold 2 showed that AI-based methods can outperform the existing methods. And not only that, but they can. AlphaFold 2 was able to achieve almost experimental accuracy. So this was a big breakthrough in biology, and it was awarded the 2024 Chemist Nobel Prize, as you can see here. But more in practical terms, what I'm showing you here in this ball or in this circle is how many structures were available in the PDB database, which is the database where people were depositing the structures of the proteins that were predicted experimentally. And after the AlphaFold 2 inception, you can see how the number of structures available has exploded. And indeed, also the number of tools that can predict structures using AI-based methods has exploded. And here you have several of them. And we have mainly two categories. Most of them, as you can see, are based in evolutionary search-driven models. And this means that these tools, what they do is that they search for similar sequences in databases. And then they perform a multiple sequence alignment. And with this multiple sequence alignment, what they want to achieve is to know which parts of the protein, of the sequence of the protein,